listener production.
Hey all, welcome to the Adam and Simon Show's best of shows because we are over at a mate's wedding in Europe. We've been in Greece, Simon's been in London. I don't know, let's just, you probably don't need to rub it in.
We've been living a sick life. So we're flashing back to some of the favourite things, and this episode is, like, this is like the big life events episode.
Yeah, this is like the biggest stuff that's happened to our life in the last couple of years. We have me telling the story of having my baby.
You had a baby? You birthed a baby?
I birthed a baby, and when this was recorded, it was 2 days after I've had the baby.
That's so wild stuff.
And you didn't know that I'd had the baby.
No, didn't know.
Yep.
So good. So good. We followed that up with my engagement story. That was the first episode we did in 2022.
Yep.
That was literally, also, you didn't know that I'd been engaged. So
wild.
Good stuff. We got another toxic traits. Well, we've just... Toxic traits so bad. God, I feel bad about myself after I reveal those deep, dark secrets. But anyway, enjoy everybody. We are back July 4. Love you guys. Appreciate you for listening. Enjoy the flashbacks.
So Simon, you may have heard, but Ed, you have not heard, but I... am a dad.
What do you mean? As in,
what do you think it means to be
as
a dad?
In, wait, as in this has happened now.
Rach has had the baby.
Oh, wait.
Huge.
Wait, so you didn't have a work emergency? Oh my God.
So Simon
oh my
knew,
God.
Ed did not know.
This is insane.
This Ed is a hospital band on my wrist
oh.
because Rach is in the hospital. She's all well, all good. The baby has been born in the world.
Oh.
It is alive.
I feel slightly emotional. That's actually amazing.
So I thought I'd do a similar thing to Simon, what he did with the engagement party, while Ed just collects himself.
It's so good, isn't
That's
it?
Incredible.
It's the best news ever.
So is it?
Ed is collecting himself, so yep. I will tell, like Simon did with his engagement story. I'll tell the story from go to woe. That was what I promised on Instagram. So I'll send people to here so they can hear the story. So
it's the best news ever. You almost gave it away when you walked in though. You had a big visitor sticker on
yes.
your jumper.
I did. I noticed that.
Yeah.
I think you even said it. What's that on your jumper? And he went, oh, just a visitor.
Yeah.
Didn't ask where. Yeah,
no. Ed's still, just give him a break. He's trying to breathe over there.
That's right. I couldn't be more gobsmacked as well.
He's trying to breathe.
The best. Okay. Ed, it's been really... Look, I know you've got important news, Adam, but yeah. I also have important news. I want to apologise to Ed because I lied to you.
Simon knew.
When we recorded...
The Lime Cordial.
Lime Cordial.
How are you, Ollie? My name's Simon. Nice to meet you, bro.
Thanks for having us.
Sorry, I didn't even introduce myself to you, Louis. I'm Simon.
Simon.
I'm the Simon part of the Adam and Simon show. The Adam part, Ollie, is not here. He's just been called in for an emergency work situation.
I also asked you because you said, oh, it's a work emergency. I was like, what kind of emergency happens at a physio?
Oh, mate, false. Those follow-up questions were killer.
Yeah.
They were
oh, really
killer.
Well, you handled them well.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. So the story started. So Monday happened, finished work, got a call from Rach on the way home, and she said, the baby's not moving as much as I thought it was. As it had been the last couple of weeks. Because normally towards the end of a pregnancy, she's like, I can feel it all the time. It is like having an absolute, what she called,
sloshing around,
raves in there, like disco parties, like having a great time on the dance floor.
Yeah. Kickboxing
but
class.
But that slowed down on Monday and she was like, oh, just a little bit concerning. So I said, just call the obstetrician and then you can go in and...
Can you just call the obstetrician whenever you like?
If you go private, you can.
Really?
Yeah. More any time of the day. There's a group of them and then you get like...
Oh, so like, yeah. You call like
you
the
call
hotline.
Yours, and if yours is on, they talk to you. But if not, someone else from their group is on.
Oh, okay.
And so the obstetrician was like, "Just come in. We'll put a heart monitor on, check it all, make sure it's all going okay, and then we'll probably send you home." And then she got in because bear in mind this is 4 weeks before the due date. I've got a month before I need to be a dad. I've got heaps of time.
So many things planned.
I've got plenty of time to record in the future on the podcast. I've got heaps of time. Don't worry. This got is time so to funny. Sort my life out. Got to get a new dryer. Got to buy a car seat. Got to like set up the
You don't room. Have a car seat?
Getting one at the moment.
But you'd want to.
Yeah.
Baby has a baby, you know, walking.
Yeah. Carried. Long. It's a long walk too. I live just off the main road.
Mm.
Rach goes in. They test. They're like, cool. baby's fine, but how are you feeling? And she said, I'm okay. They said, oh, have you got any pain? She said, oh, there's a little bit of like discomfort. And they were like, oh, that's because you're in early labor.
Which, that's a funny thing.
Yeah.
She's like, how are you? Oh, well, I'm in labor,
like,
but I don't know.
Super early. So she said it was barely a stomach cramp.
Right.
Really, okay. Really minor stuff. And she thought it was because she'd been for a big walk that day, because it was her first day of mat leave. And she went to go and get a donut from a certain donut royalty place.
Yeah, okay.
Like a royal donut, if you know what I'm talking about. No free ads. And went to go get a donut and had walked too far and then got a little bit of pain. But, well, got a little bit of discomfort. And so the doctor was like, because the baby was breech, which for those, Ed, I'm not sure whether you know what breech is, but it's upside down. It's bum down.
Oh, you wanted feet first.
Yeah.
You wanted like to a water slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not like it should be going down face first.
Yeah, this is the only water slide in the world. Head first is encouraged.
Yep. Yeah, that's encouraged. Very much so. So they were like, okay, we're probably going to need to whip the baby out now. They didn't use whip the baby out, but they were like, we're probably going to need to get the baby out
get
now.
It out.
And Rachel was like, oh, okay, cool. I'm still at home at this point.
Oh, so you weren't even at the hospital
home. I'm like, I'm about 40 minutes away from the hospital.
Oh, so you genuinely were like, oh, well, Rachel just go in, get checked and then come home.
Yeah.
Did Rachel drive herself there?
No, she went with her mum.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was like, all right, you go with your mum because I'm on the way back from work, but better to go and get it checked out now rather than worry about it.
Absolutely. Tick that box, head home,
sort it
get
out.
A good night's sleep for the next 30 days.
Exactly. Then they go, we're going to whip it out. Rachel calls me. She's like, we're going to whip it out. How long? She's like, I'll just check. I think we should have 2 or 3 hours. And then she asked the obstetrician and he goes, our obstetrician also on leave.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had a month.
Yeah. Had plenty of time.
Oh, so actually, wait, your day's this. Perfect. I'll just head up to Port Douglas.
Yeah. No, he went to Noosa.
Of course he did.
To Noosa.
Yeah.
And then so one of the other obstetricians from his group, Jonathan, he was great, was like, no, we're doing it in 45 minutes.
Is that the turnaround?
Yeah. Well, that was turnaround. Yeah. From go to woe.
They can just get nothing to baby in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like a roast.
Baby inside to baby outside. It's faster than a roast.
Depends how it's a roast, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a fast roast, bro.
And so I'm like, all right, I've got to get into the hospital. So I, half an hour drive in, get in there, park, pretty much get up to the room. Hey, Rach, how you going? I'm pretty good. Rach, super chill. Me, a bit frazzled.
Yeah, were you rattled when you got the call? Hey, you're having a baby in 45 minutes?
I realized, I was like, not ready. I was like, mate, I've got a month. I've got plenty of time. But the...
Being in 4 to 5 weeks.
The thing that I think the reason why I was frazzled, because I was just walking around the house, because Rachel's like, you got to pack a bag. She's like, you got to bring me some stuff, because she'd also only packed a bag that morning just by pure coincidence.
Oh.
Because she's like, I've got 4 weeks. No, she's like, I've just started mat leave. I've got 4 weeks. And then so she's like, you got to pack a bag for yourself and bring all this extra stuff for me because I only half packed my bag. Mm-hmm. So walking around a little bit like a zombie. And I think it was because Rachel was fine. She's like, oh, cool, yeah, like let's just whip it out. She was like, it's happened
whip
a lot
out.
Sooner than I thought it would. So, great, let's just do it. Wasn't like, not fussed by it. Was like, all right, cool, I guess we're doing this. Rather than having time to stress about it and be anxious about what may or may not happen.
It also just started like, mat leave too, huh?
Let's just, like, let's whip it out. And so I was like, all right.
Can you stop saying whip it out in reference to your baby? Yeah.
I've got nothing to
especially when it wasn't the term used. Yeah.
Like, this is your little wrinkle on the whole thing?
So I get there, bang, baby gets whipped out.
Not whipped out, yep.
Yeah, baby gets whipped out.
Not whipped out.
Get, like, skin to skin. There's tears.
Slow down. Don't rush through this stuff.
Do you know about
Because we don't know what this is.
I know what it is.
Do you know what skin to skin is? What do you think it means?
Go for it.
So skin to skin is just a generalized term for your skin touching the baby's skin.
Don't talk about it like you're a pro dad. You had a baby for 6 hours. All right? I'm a dad now, guys. I know all of this stuff.
Within the room, he is the pro dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No one
That's
else.
Fair enough. That's a good point.
Probably actually amateur dad because I'm not being paid to be a dad.
No, you're getting paid in love. That counts.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Okay. And then, baby gets whipped out.
So baby out.
Yeah.
Skin to skin. So straight onto.
Onto Rach.
And then onto you?
Onto Rach. And then, like, I go and cut the cord.
Oh, what was that like?
Oh. I mean, it's like cutting through a bit of, a rubber tube.
Oh.
So it takes, like, a couple of.
Bit of rubber hose.
Couple of chips. No, but, like, softer than a hose. Like soft rubber.
Like octopus?
Yeah. Nah.
If that's a great
a hollow octopus leg, like calamari. There you go,
calamari.
That's what it is.
Cut through the calamari.
It's cutting through calamari. So it takes like a couple of cuts to get through.
Question about the cut.
Yeah.
How much does the cut determine whether you've got an innie or an outie? Belly button style.
I don't know, because then they
do they tell you where to cut it?
So delayed cord clamping, which apparently is good because it like it lets all the blood from the cord go into the baby. So they used to just like whip the cord straight away, snip it, bang, yeah, gone. Now they try and let it hold for a couple of minutes to let all of that like.
So do skin to skin with the baby.
Yeah.
On the, whoa.
Cords on.
So just as a visual.
Still attached.
Baby out the sunroof.
Yeah.
Onto chest. Still attached. So there's
I think they've cut it by then. I'm not actually sure because I'm the other side of the curtain. I'm at the head end. Although I did stand up and have a look at the baby being whipped out.
Not of those things.
Ripped. It was being whipped out. Actually, born. If you have a look, they're being ripped out of there.
It's the baby's like, being born. Really,
they don't want to come out. Right. And then, so snip the calamari, and then they weigh the baby, all good.
Healthy.
Everything's great.
How much of its giant head contributed to the weight of the giant?
Actually, doesn't have as big a head as you would think by looking at it.
For those that don't know, Adam Denston, one of the biggest heads in the world.
Big head. But the baby just looks like a regulation size. You wouldn't be like, geez, that looks like a golf ball on a tee.
Yeah,
like,
good. Okay, cool. Proportioned.
That's proportioned
child.
And then they like wrap it up and you sit with it for a bit and whatever. And then you go and...
A bit of it and whatever.
Yeah. And then...
What do you mean?
This is the crux of the
Get
story.
Get lost in the romance of the child.
This is the crux of the story is that when you're there, the skin-to-skin is happening with the mother and... the child, and I'm there as well. And then the pediatrician, because pediatricians all go to a Caesar, goes, so have we got a name for the baby?
And so they ask you in the room.
And there's
my gosh.
10 Ooh. People around.
Ooh. Before we get to the name, I've got some questions about the name.
Yeah.
When you saw the baby, were you like, oh, we've nailed the name?
No. I mean, I was like, yeah, cool. This is the name we picked.
Because you also
That's the baby we picked.
No, but you also think that... Like you hear stories about how some people look at the baby and they're like, oh, damn, that's not the name.
Nah.
Or they have two names. I've got a friend, he was going to name his daughter Audrey.
Yeah.
And then they had two names. Georgia was the backup name. Looked at the baby, they went, well, that's not Audrey. That's definitely Georgia. And they just knew.
Nah, we just had one name. So it was like, oh, that's
the most pragmatic couple of all time.
So it's right there, the name.
Yeah.
And also the sex of the baby, I have not known.
Yeah.
Guess.
Girl. It is a girl.
Congratulations.
Ed saying
how did you know?
I knew it.
Because he had a 50% chance. Unless you have seen the blood test results, you did not know.
I knew.
No, you didn't.
I did.
How did you know?
Oh my God.
Because
I hate this.
I cannot imagine him having a son. It just daughter.
Yeah.
Daughter vibes.
Girl dad. Wow, little baby girl.
Yeah, and then
that is amazing.
I'm actually going to cry.
We get there, so they're like, has the baby got a name? And this is the crescendo.
Did you look at each other?
No.
Did you cry?
I was already crying because the baby
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Rach crying?
Yeah, tears all around.
I love that.
And then...
I love that. Oh, my God. Oh,
pediatrician.
I can't.
I think we should just wrap the seg up now.
Pediatrician.
Yeah, let's not reveal the name.
No, this would be... This is the best bit of the story. The... pediatrician says, have you guys got a name for your child? We say yes. And we say, it's Celia Kate Denston.
Stop it.
Sarah, the pediatrician, goes, oh, Cecilia. And we go, no, just Celia. And she goes, oh, okay, cool. No worries. And I was talking to the midwife after when Rach was getting fixed up, like getting sewn up and everything. I was just me, the midwife, and the baby. And
Celia.
Yeah, and the... our show's partner, who is also a trained midwife, she was there as well.
Oh, you let show's partner in for the birth?
She was in as well.
Wow. Yep.
She's so cool.
Met the baby before show, which is a real sticking point with him at the moment.
That's funny.
I digress. I said to the midwife, as all questions go to midwives, oh, what's the worst name that you've heard in the last week?
Yeah, great. Love this. Uh-oh.
And she goes, to be honest, I thought it was going to be yours.
Whoa.
And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, well, I thought when you said... it's just Celia. I thought you. Her name was just Celia. J apostrophe Celia. She goes, Celia. To be honest, I thought you had given me the worst name that I've ever heard in my life as a midwife. I thought her name was just Celia. And we all like, ha, 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 how funny.
Shout out to Jacelia who listens to the show. Joe. Very big fan.
Celia, Kate. Beautiful. Incident has arrived.
Oh my gosh.
She's here.
That's amazing.
And she's probably going to be feeling a lot of my podcast content for the next few years.
Well, on behalf of Ed and myself and all of the showies, congratulations, Adam. We're really excited for your doggedly pragmatic approach to parenting and how it will reveal itself in this podcast.
Well done, man.
Thanks.
Congrats, fellas. Buddy.
Sim, last week on the show, we asked the showies, our listeners, to send in their toxic traits on the back of the TikTok trend.
Well, yeah, I said my toxic trait was I tend to buy presents that I can use.
Yeah.
And like, I've done it multiple times in my life.
Like my brother buying the Karl Barron DVD for me.
Yeah. I mean, grossly, you pick your nose and wipe it on your shoulder.
I did it again this morning accidentally. I didn't realize that I'd gone too far. Not too far, but I'd hit a spot and then I had a blood nose.
Oh, so, bro, what is the life that you live?
T-shirts in the world.
Anyway, we did. We reached out. We put it on socials to get people to write in, and we have some absolute doozies.
Toxic.
Here we go.
Traits. All right. We're going to read a few from the showies. Do you want to? We'll go one for one.
So you don't know what I've got in my hand, and I don't know what you've got in your hand.
No.
Ed's divided them. Thank you, Ed.
All good.
All right, here we go. My toxic trait number one. Sometimes when I fight with my boyfriend, I will rip pages out of the books that he's reading. Imagine that. You got to be like, oh no, something bad has happened here.
Oh no. Do you think it'd be worse seeing the like little jagged pages the and best, be like, yeah. Oh no, what happened to Harry here?
Do you rip half the page or do you rip it close to the spine so they keep reading and there's the confusion?
You go, but what happened to Dumbledore? Oh, that's terrible. Haymo, toxic trait. This one Ed can relate to.
Mm.
Calling everyone champ. Ed and Haymo thinking they're a little bit better than everyone else, calling everyone champ. That's toxic as.
G'day, champ.
G'day, champ.
Causer says, always flirting with straight guys.
Oh, so,
I love it when that
I always wonder if that's a thing. If
do you say I love it when that happens, as in like gay guys flirt with you?
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Yeah.
And do you like it when they flirt with you?
I do. I really do. Big confidence boost.
How do they go about flirting with you? Like, will they like say, oh, hey, Eddie boy.
I don't know how to describe. It used to happen at the bottle shop all the time.
Right.
That's funny.
What,
you That's guys, so funny.
Ed is all funny? Of these toxic traits. Did you send these
yeah, yeah. For a guy last week who didn't have any.
Yeah, I know. Kara said, complain how stressed I am, but don't let my husband help because he does everything wrong.
Good. That's so good.
I'm so stressed. I've got so much to do. Good. Can I wash the dishes? No, you'll do it wrong.
Yep. That's good. I feel like everyone's been on the end of that one too.
Yeah.
We actually did the YouTube. I was cutting together the YouTube for Jess Surges interview last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to redo the intro. So if you check out the intro, it's a little different. It's just me to camera. And I said to Gab, hey, Gab, can you help me film this? So she's filming like poor Gab. She's on a stool holding a camera with a ring light. Filming like, oh, let me just get it focused. And I, at one point, just snatched it and said, oh, it's fine. I'll do it.
Oh,
and
no.
She was already doing something at the
You're
worst
the
guy.
Worst
guy.
You are the worst.
Yeah.
Snatch it off her. Oh, Gab's like, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to help.
Yeah. She's like, no. And we've had discussions, you know, a little insight into it. It's Simon. It's like, Gab, if I'm being a dickhead, you can say it. Because she just used to be doing it. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. This one's from Georgia. It's not messy if it's my mess. If it's my partner's mess, can't stand it.
Oh. I think, it's weird. It's because there's an organization to your own mess, I think. And you're also thinking to yourself, I'll clean that up. But when you see someone else's mess, you're like, why haven't you cleaned
How
that up?
How lazy.
Yet?
Share house. Many a share house been brought down by that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Thinking of another toxic trait of mine, when I always make sure the lights are turned off. In the house, it just annoys me when the lights get left on.
You are a dad.
And so when, if Rach comes down from upstairs and leaves the light on, I go, oh, is there someone up in the bedroom?
Oh,
you're
such a...
or I'll go, oh, who's using the bathroom upstairs?
Even though
I know it is only me in her home.
You're the worst.
That is genuinely toxic.
Sometimes I'll go back upstairs and I'll be like, oh, Rach, do you have someone over before? She's like, what are you talking about? I'll be like, I just assume they're
there must be someone sleeping in the spare room.
You're the worst bloke. That's so good.
Toxic as. See, Ed, we've got them all. We're all toxic. My last one comes from Grace, and this is hectic as. If I have a one-night stand at a guy's house, I will take the batteries out of the TV remote.
That's just savage. That is that's not that's toxic, but that's also toxic waste.
Because it's the last thing you check when the remote's not working is the battery. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You like hit it a few times. You're like, where are my batteries gone? Yeah. Oh, that's good. All right, I'll speed round you a couple. Here we go. Yeah. If my boyfriend is out at Bev's at like 3 a.m., I will never not pick him up, no matter how many times I say I won't. Oh,
that's bad for yourself.
Yeah, you got to, that
is
toxic
to yourself.
Is that a humble toxic brag? That's a humble toxic brag, though, I think.
I think it's self-awareness, but it's not good enough self-awareness to be able to fix the problem.
I think that's a little bit introspective from Jess to be like, oh, guys, I know this is a real bad one. Yeah. Like, I should stop. And you should stop, Jess. The boyf can get an Uber or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. This is my last one. This is from Lacey. Watching little children have tantrums in public and the parent losing their shit, oddly satisfying.
Yeah. Sitting back, not asking for help at all. Like, meltdown, you're like, oh, it's good stuff.
I do enjoy watching a parent, like, dragging a child by the arm. Yeah. That makes me laugh so much. And I always try to look at the parent to be like, hey, man, I find this whole thing funny, not frustrating at all, to maybe lighten the load. But I think they think I'm judging them. Because I'm just trying to catch the eyes.
Smiling. What's
I'm
the
like,
look?
This is so funny. I'm like,
they're embarrassed. They don't want to look at you. The look that you give a parent when you see them dragging their child by the arm.
All right, Adam, now you do your.
You go.
Oh, that's judgmental as?
No, it's it's like, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling
it. No, I felt judged.
I can see you might think that, but that's not what I'm thinking. See, they also think they're being judged by Simon laughing at them.
No, that was warm.
Yeah. Did you think I was laughing at the situation? No. Adam, it was like, you're a bad parent.
You'd never laugh at
it. It's all about perception.
Ah, well.
I go, oh, mate. It. No, because that's me feeling pain. Me going, oh, I'm feeling for you.
I'm still looking at you and you're going, this stupid parent.
Oh. But that's not what I'm thinking.
What shit parents.
Yeah, bad parents. All right. No. They were everyone's toxic traits. So write them in. That was fun. Let's do that again. Let's do that again. We'll put up another thinger.
Yep. Shoot us a DM. Send in your toxic traits. We'll read a few more out and we will not judge you for them, but Ed will judge you for them and Simon and I will just, we'll be right in your corner.
Maybe.
I thought this episode couldn't get any bigger, Simon. Because we've just got favourite things, but now the pressure is on your engagement story.
I'm not going to lie. I came into today's episode pretty smug that I was going to have the number one seg on the show today.
You teased on your Instagram that you were going to tell the story of your engagement. People want to know the whole story. Ed hasn't heard the story. I haven't heard the full story. I've just heard like the little bits. I knew what was happening.
I love telling this story too. And when you get engaged, Adam, as you'll know, Ed, as maybe one day you'll find out, you have different versions of the story.
Oh, yeah.
Based on the level of enthusiasm from the recipient.
Interesting.
Let me tell you, people, you're about to get the real deal.
That's the care that Simon has for the show is you're getting start to finish.
This is the real deal.
Yeah, you know, you got your abridged version.
Because if someone doesn't care, they're just like, oh, yeah, sure, all right, just get it out. Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
But if people are like, oh, I love, you're like, oh, mate, you can have it.
It's like watching, if you want to watch like a game of the Big Bash on our good friends at KO, you can watch the whole episode. Like you watch the whole game or you can watch the mini, which is only 25 minutes, or you watch the bite for 5 minutes. So you choose which one you want.
Yeah.
This is like Simon's story.
Yeah. And basically this one involves the most amount of cookups by me.
And detail.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you wouldn't have thought there were many cookups actually, because you see the final product.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Love it. And what a beautiful photo.
What'd you think?
Gorgeous.
Beautiful photo.
Shout out to Love Good Images.
Our good friends.
Another good friend of the show. You know, our resident photographer. Yeah. God bless.
Our official.
Married too.
Ah,
got married on the weekend.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's all happening.
She got married on getting married.
Yeah, because we're old.
It's marriage season too.
Yeah, it's full wedding season.
It's either engagement season, it's wedding season, and then there's just like this baby season that just like runs. Yeah. All right, we're getting
sorry,
Simon, from the start.
So here we go.
So you met Gabriella.
Yep. So well, it actually does start there. So I met Gab. We went on a date almost five years ago. And on that date, we went to a restaurant called Smith & Daughters and finished having dinner there. And after the date, you know when you go on a date, you're like, oh, cool. The official components of this have now finished, but I don't want the date to finish. So what do? Let's go for a walk.
Lovely.
And we just walked around the back streets of Fitzroy, looking at some of like the architecture and housing there, which was really nice.
And being like, geez, we should buy this house.
Absolutely. Yeah, on date one. Yeah. And then we ended up at the Carlton Gardens in Carlton. Fitzroy North?
Yeah.
Fitzroy North?
Exhibition Gardens in Carlton.
Yeah, they actually call the Carlton Gardens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's where the exhibition building is, though.
Right.
Which is where people get confused, including myself, this whole time I've been telling the story.
Because there's Fitzroy Gardens, which is in East Melbourne.
Yes.
But then there's Carlton Gardens, which is in Carlton.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's where we were. So that's where we went on our first date. We actually had our first kiss at the front of the exhibition
building.
In
that exact spot?
No.
Ah.
And this is where...
On that date? First date?
Also no. Oh, on the first date, yes.
First date kiss.
Date. Yep, first date kiss.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Congrats. Nice one. I don't know how this ends.
Kissing girls. Oh, I've kissed girls. It's no worries. And then, so that's where we had our first date. Fast forward almost 5 years.
Yeah.
And this year, 2021, well, last year, 2021, I committed. This will be the year that I propose to Gab. This is when it's going to happen. I just feel like it's the right year. And then we were in lockdown for heaps of it, which was really like through my plans. Because I originally wanted to get engaged on the 21st of September because there's that Earth, Wind & Fire song, September.
And is that important to you guys? Do you remember?
Well, that was the first song. So Gab is a singer, and that was the first song that I heard her sing.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, which was cool. And that's like, remember, you know, 21st day of September. So that, and that's, you know, that was the first time I was like, yeah, I'm really vibing. Like, I really love that you can sing it.
That's stunning.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I actually love that.
Yeah. However, we were in lockdown, so I couldn't do it on the 21st of September.
Big LD.
Spewing. So that was no good. But then lockdown finished start of November, and I got, like, I was like, right, let's get cracking. Started organizing a ring.
Which takes longer than you think.
Mate. Oh, my God.
Ed, just as, and for any shows out there to think about it, just budget a little bit of extra time.
Oh, my God. It's actually, you know what? Shout out to the people that organized it because they did such a great job. It was great. I was looking online for a lot of the time. So Gab would go to sleep. And when you organize an engagement, you have to, or a proposal, you have to organize things. Like, you just have to make your life look really normal. And then so that Gab doesn't suspect that something's not normal. Mm. So for about a month, Gab would go to sleep and then I would stay up for an extra 2 hours trying to organize an engagement ring, which is really hard, gnarly as. So anyway, organize the ring and we get to the day. I've got the spoilers. I've got the ring.
It's the day.
Wow. Yeah, it's the day of 31st of December, 2 weeks beforehand.
Had you asked anyone else for advice? Because
I spoke to you.
Yeah,
I
we had
for
a
bit of advice.
We had a few beers one night, a few drinks with the fellas, and then we walked home. And then there was a bit of advice. I asked Simon. I was like, "So when's this proposal going to happen?" Just like not knowing that it was going to happen, and he was like, "Oh, it's happening later in the year. Like, what tips would you give when you propose?" And then I gave him a couple of tips. It was like, make sure you have like a speech because your partner wants to sit in the moment. That was my biggest criticism from Rach. She's like, "You just said you'll love my life. Will you be loving life forever?" She said, "Too short." They want to sit in the moment and like really enjoy.
That's a good
point.
You don't think about that.
Nah, because I was like, keep it brief.
That's good social intelligence.
Hit the point.
Yeah.
Nah, bad social intelligence.
No, good.
Nah, but I had to get told that I did the wrong thing.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't do the long speech.
I did short speech. Yeah. I said, you're the love of my life.
So who told you that?
Rach. She was like, too short. Needed to be longer. So I passed that on to Simon.
Which was good.
And then tip number two, phones away afterwards. Spend the night with your partner.
Great.
Don't call anyone. Just like soak it in. Keep the night for yourselves. Call your parents or whatever. And then the next day, call your friends. But like, enjoy the moment. They were my two tips.
If you had asked me before, and I understand why you didn't.
Yeah.
So it's all good. Okay. No worries.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I can't remember who it was, and I'll have to find this afterwards. But I saw a photo online of on Twitter of someone who proposed on two knees.
Yes.
Oh, that's
very common.
Very interesting area.
Is it? It's very common.
It feels very beggy.
Because, it's very common because at the moment, crescendo, blokes panic. Which I can fully see that it happens. So what happens? They go down on one knee and then they're like down there. Because when are you ever on one knee? Never.
Yeah.
So you just get down on two knees and then full panic mode.
And I've heard that from
I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very common.
So the day comes, you've got the ring.
Yeah. No. So about 2 weeks beforehand, Gab broached the conversation. What are we doing for New Year's? because I'd moved on from 21st of September and I've gone, you know what, New Year's Eve is going to be the day. It's, you know, it's a nice day. It's often, you know, one, I can organize Gab to be in like really nice clothes and really dressed up. That was one of the components because, you know, I was always thinking I wanted to get photos taken of the moment because it's a cool moment and you want to keep them forever. So Gab needed to be dressed up and I need to be dressed up. And how do you do that without raising too much suspicion? New Year's Eve. And also New Year's Eve, December 31st, is actually my grandpa's birthday. And he's passed away, but I was really close with him. And he never, unfortunately, he never got to meet Gab, who will now be my wife. Yep. So now they become connected.
Beautiful.
Which is really nice. And that was something that was really important to me. I actually wore his watch when it all went down.
Love
it. Which is cool. Yeah.
I love this story.
Yeah. See, Ed loves love. He's getting the details.
I really do love love. Yeah.
So then I decided December 31st and I'd actually worded up one of our friends, Nicola. Shout out to Nicola.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest help ever. Help me get the ring, which is another story. Maybe I'll tell the ring story another time. Anyway.
Yeah.
So she was a really big help and I had worded her up saying, look, it's going to be on this day. I'm going to get Gab to organize what we're doing New Year's Eve with you guys. Just organize something that isn't going to happen.
Mm.
So then Gab asked me, what are we doing for New Year's? Oh, maybe message Nick and Nicola. See what they're doing. Maybe we'll go for dinner with them.
A bit of a...
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Red herring, my friend.
So then Gab texts Nicola, hey, what are you guys doing New Year's Eve? Nicola, oh, why don't we all go for dinner? That would be nice. We'll go for like a bougie dinner.
So good.
Where should we go? They're going back and forth on places. And then Nicola says, oh, Cutler & Co. on Gertrude Street in Fitzroy, which is right next to the Carlton Gardens.
Wow.
So Gab had thought that she had planned this whole evening of New Year's Eve. And then for the 2 weeks after, I'm like, where are we going? And I was just playing coy. Where are we going? Oh, I forgot. What's the food like?
This
show me a menu.
Full inception.
This is really good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so one other thing. So I knew that it was going down, that the plan was to have the dinner the faux dinner at this place on Gertrude Street. And so when Simon and I went to Sydney before New Year's Eve, and we were like, oh, Gab, what are you up to for New Year's Eve? She goes, oh, we're going out for dinner on this place on Gertrude Street. And I was like, oh, is that where? I can never remember where it is. Is it the one in the city? And she's like, no, it's the one on Gertrude. I was like,
brilliant.
Oh,
brilliant,
cool.
Adam.
Lovely.
Brilliant.
Playing your part.
That sounds fun.
Absolutely. Just making the conversation go around.
Yeah. And then as soon as we left, Rachel and I were like, oh,
so nerve-wracking.
The pressure.
Oh, my God, it's so nerve-wracking. Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Yeah.
And then so the day rolls around, 2 weeks of, you know, playing funny buggers. And then the day rolls around and we're getting ready, and Nicola again, MVP of this whole situation, messaging Gab at about 7 o'clock. Hey, Gab, what shoes are you wearing? I'm going to wear like my big heels and get super dressed up, real bougie. Nicola's at home in her pajamas.
Yeah.
She's not going out. But she, to keep the mystery alive that we're still going for dinner, she's messaging Gab as if we're actually going for dinner.
Very good.
So good.
Again, very good.
So good. So then I order the Uber. We're running early. We were running so early on time because for the first time in my life, I woke up, I started getting Gab ready at like 5:30, knowing that she usually runs late. That's part of the reason I'm always late.
You two.
Simon runs late, and then Gab runs.
You two are married together, and you both run.
Oh, mate. It's the most stressful couple in the world.
Will that amplify the lateness or reduce it?
No, it's worse.
Okay.
But Simon's not, I know when Simon's going to be late. Yeah. Like, I know how late he'll be.
Yeah.
But then Gabby's later.
She's wild card.
Yeah.
She's a real wild card.
Wild card of the group.
Yeah.
Stressful.
Yeah. So then we get ready. Gab, once again, I've inceptioned her to get ready and be ready at 7:30. I order the Uber. Where are we going again? Cutler & Co. Yep, that's all right. Cool. All right, I'll type it in. Type it in, then message the Uber driver.
Oh.
Hey, sir, do not mention the location that we are going. It's a surprise. This Uber driver, absolute ledgehammer, turns off all direction notifications on his phone.
Oh, God.
So when we get in the Uber, there's no notification saying like, oh, this is where you're going, blah,
turn
blah, blah.
Left.
Because what I had done, I'd organized the Uber to drop us on the other side of the park.
Wrong spot.
Wrong spot.
Intentionally.
And then we get out of the car and I go, oh, is this it? No, this isn't it. Wait, where is it? It's not here. Gab, oh, I don't know where it is. I thought you knew where it was. Didn't you get an Uber here? And then we look on our phone. Oh, it's on the other side of the park. This is ridiculous. So then, I guess we'll have to walk. We're running early. Lucky we're running early. God, you've never seen a man like manipulate time more than this at this point. So then we start walking. Gab, first thing, mate, my heels are so high. I cannot walk all that way. Oh, we're running early. It's the park. It's New Year's Eve. It'll be really nice. Let's just go for a walk.
Yeah.
So we start walking. Oh, you know what to make this better? Music. So I pull out my AirPods out of my pocket. Gab rightfully so says, why do you have your AirPods in your pocket? Oh, I don't know. I just got them for Christmas. I never know when I should have them or not have them. I don't know. AirPods go in and we start playing a music. Never Too Much by Luther Vandross. Sick song. Cool disco song. Go for a bit of a walk. We're walking along the path and then I start guiding Gab onto the grass because I have to get her to a location.
Need to get her to a spot.
Her first response, are you joking? Like, I cannot walk on grass with these shoes. I just had them resold and they're 11 centimeters, 4 inches. Like, they're massive. I can't. Oh, come on. We're running late now. We're running early when we started the walk a minute and a half ago.
How long did this walk go for?
Yeah, well, no, the walk was, 3 minutes, less than.
But see, Gab's also not stressed about running late because she normally runs late anyway.
Mm.
Okay.
So now I'm like, oh, well, we can't run late. Let's take this shortcut. Luckily, God bless Gab, shocking with directions. So I guide her over to this spot, which is the spot where the photo was taken. And I stopped Gab there and then fixed up something on her dress. Something had come undone. So I'm like, oh, I'll fix this up. And then as I'm doing that, I'm fiddling around and then I hit change song on my AirPods and change the song to a Teskey Brothers song, which is the song's called Carry You. And I highly recommend people go and listen to it.
Just let me carry you.
And it's a slow one. And we will always have this song whenever we play it at home. Mm. We'll play it and then we just slow dance in our living room or in our kitchen. And
Ed loves love.
Like, the saying is that, like, you know, we always want to be dancing in the kitchen together forever. That's like
so
the whole
cute.
Thing.
That's very lovely.
Yeah. So then we're dancing. The song also goes for 4.5 minutes. So in retrospect, should have started the song a little bit earlier, but I didn't.
Or started the song halfway through.
Yeah, or started the song halfway through. Absolutely. So then we're dancing just in the park, just having a like beautiful moment.
How outrageous is this? They're early and they're like, all right, we need to get there. We're going to be early. Let's take this shortcut so we're still early. Yep. And then he goes, nah, let's stop and dance. I'll be like, bro, I thought we're being early.
Yeah, I was like, we're running too early.
So now any time that you're late to a recording, I'm just going to assume that you stopped in the park for a dance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good
yeah you definitely should. So then, so for 4.5 minutes, we're just having a slow dance. But here's the kicker. I have to keep Gab's attention on my face only. Mm. So we're having a dance in this beautiful spot.
The irony of
the whole thing.
Because
I've organized Love Good Images, Malia from Love Good Images, to be waiting in the park to take photographs of the whole event unfolding.
Hiding behind a tree.
Correct. So, but the location where we were, she couldn't really hide it in front of a tree or behind a tree. So she's out in the open. So I'm especially nervous that Gab doesn't see the photographer taking photos of us because Malia has also set up a picnic for us. Champagne, glasses, picnic, beautiful. Whole thing set up in like this.
Chairs?
Corridor. No chairs.
Just a rug.
Nah.
Proper picnic.
Yeah, just a rug. Like in this corridor of overhanging trees. It looks really beautiful. We'll put a picture up. Yep. I think we already did put a picture up. I'll put another one up.
I've seen that one.
I got heaps of them. So I've got Malia taking photos of this moment as it's happening. And then I'm dancing Gab around, making sure that Gab doesn't look a certain direction because that's where the camera is. And then making sure she only looks this way or I'm getting really close. Gab's only thought, geez, mate, 36 degrees, you're really sweating on my face here. Like, we're about to go to a really nice dinner.
Because New Year's Eve was hot.
It was stonker.
Mate, hot. So hot. So we're dancing. 4.5 minutes go by. The whole time, I'm absolutely packing them. And so the whole time this is going, and to Adam's point, I had a speech prepared that was a long speech.
Mm.
But by the time we got to this point, all I could think of was that speech. I had no other words. So I just kept, for 4.5 minutes, running the same script over and over and over.
And there's a song going in your head too.
And there's a song going and I'm thinking, Gab, don't look over there. Like, that'll wreck the moment. This is wild. And then I'd put the ring box in a jacket that I'd brought with me because my mate needed his jacket back. It's 36 degrees for the next week and a half. That's also a big lie. But in like getting lost in the moment, I danced away from the jacket.
Oh,
so then I realized the song's about to end and I have to dance Gab backwards in heels on grass to close to where the jacket is so that I can reach where the jacket is.
Yeah.
So this is what's going through my head. Gab thinking, this is so beautiful. I'm loving having a dance and like wrapping up our year and like just saying sweet things to each other. This is like really, really nice.
This could not get more romantic.
Yeah. This couldn't get any more romantic.
Yeah, nothing else can happen.
So then then the song finishes and the whole time I'm thinking, geez, when do I say it? Like, when do I say it? When do I say it? When do I say it? And then the song just finished. I'm like, well, this is it. Much like it would be to go skydiving.
Yeah.
It's like you just get to a moment, it's like, all right, I guess we're doing it.
This is it.
And then I replay the speech and I'll save that because I like that it's just me and Gab that know what we said. But I did say, I've got one more question. And then I get down on one knee, fish out the ring, and then I look up and then Gab's first response was, oh my God, is this really happening? And then she starts crying.
And then what was your first thought?
My first thought was, I've bloody done it.
Got him.
I have absolutely got him. That was it. Got him.
Got her.
Absolutely got her. Absolutely got her. So I look up. She says, you know, is this really happening? Do you want to be with me forever? And I say, yep, thought about it. She said, are you sure? Which was really cute. But
wait. So she asked, did she ask?
Yeah, she said, is this really happening? And I went, yep. And she's like, you want to be with me forever?
She proposed to you in a way.
Basically.
Did you say, will you marry me?
Yeah, I said, will you marry me?
You win.
Yeah. And then she said yes. And then we put the ring on. And then Malia charged in and started taking photos up close. And Gab turns and, oh, because people in the park, there were people having picnics, all started clapping.
When it's a big clapping. Really big cool. clapping event.
And then Malia walks up to take some close photos and Gab asks, do we know this person? It's like, yes, I've organized a photographer. And I've also organized this picnic. And then we walked over and just sat in the park for the night. And, but, to Fossil's point, his first thing was put your phones away. I was too excited. I had to tell people. Yeah. So we ended up calling. Did we call you on the night or the day after?
No, we got called the day after.
Yeah, day after. The first people we called was actually Nick and Nicola,
yep.
who we were supposed to be having dinner with
yep.
because they were so on the inside.
The MVP.
I just had to let them know. So, you know, they picked up and they were in their pajamas. I think Nicola actually messaged, hey, we're at the table waiting for you. Where are you? Which I thought was very, very funny.
That's a good relationship.
And then from there... we just hung out in the park and drank some champagne. And then we organized, I'd organized like a second surprise. So then we go home and then I immediately started packing a bag. Gab freaking out all the time in the park. Gab shouting at people in the park. I just got engaged. Do you want to see my ring? And going up and showing people. She's showing the police. It was great. It was just the best present that you could ever give to anyone was surprise proposal. So if you're ever thinking about proposing and you think, oh, nah, I just won't do the surprise. Because
always.
It is just like it is the best feeling giving that moment to someone. It was just so cool.
That's stunning. Yeah. Well done, mate.
The gift is the gift is the ring. The real gift is the moment.
Absolutely. The moment. Which is why I wanted Malia there to take photos. And then from there, we ended up going to a hotel. We went to the Hyatt Centric in the city, into Melbourne, who really cool. Ryan at Hyatt Centric, he's a legend. He's a really cool guy. So we went there for New Year's because it's still New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's.
Went there.
Got a whole lot to do.
Watched the fireworks. Had some dinner, had some tapas, and then stayed there, had some breakfast before so we didn't tell anyone else the whole night and that's just hung great. Out in our own little bubble, which was so cool. But that's kind of my story,
that's
which is
it.
Pretty funny.
That's, well.
Oh, there's some calamitous moments that happened as well. Like the week before when I went to like look at where I wanted to propose and find the spot, I went there and then told Gab I was going to the gym, went to the park. Then got back to my car after 40 minutes because I had to get home because I was only going to the gym. Realized my keys and my AirPods had dropped out of my pocket someplace in the park. So now I have to try to figure out, like, what do I say? Like, do I just say my car got stolen and run home? Like, what do I do? This is absurd.
That's so
like,
good.
Most stressful moment ever. And then I get back to the park. And then, like, the day before when I'm supposed to pick up the ring, we had to get a COVID test and the COVID test result wasn't back. And then the shop was going to be closed in between Christmas and New Year's. So I had to call Adam, I need you to pay for this, like on the phone, because I'm in isolation with Gab, so I can't pay over the phone. She's like, what are you paying for? Oh, no. So I had to get the ring delivered to the Nick's house, and I had to call Adam to pay, like, bro, you just got to do me solid.
You paid for the ring?
Yeah.
So then, and
I bought Gab's engagement ring.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the story. If anyone's looking for the click, Adam Denston bought Gab's engagement ring.
Absolutely.
So what, one was expensive for H, two, far out. Man, wow. Lucky I got any money left.
Yeah, yep. So, but look, I've paid Adam back. So
yeah,
I paid
good.
For the ring. So that was, But my number one tip, so to Adam's tips, to piggyback off that, my number one tip for anyone who's going to propose, try as much as you can to be in the moment, because the whole mystery is about you want to make it a big surprise for the person, which is awesome. But once you get close enough, like you don't need to be perfect, you can just, it's a moment where you get close enough. Because if Gab had, my biggest stress was that Gab would see the picnic and the photography and all of that. And what would she have said? Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
And then you just go, all right, cool. You just action the plan then. Because after the question is asked, then you get to experience the moment. So don't be so caught up on it being absolutely perfect. Because then, you know, the dancing moment, it's funny. When you talk to Gab, the dancing moment is very different for both of us. Because I'm very stressed about when I'm going to ask the question. Gab, don't look over here. And Gab is like, it was the best moment of my life. So
lovely is that?
That's kind of my tip.
How good is that? Like, we got all this free stuff. You got engaged.
Yep.
And like, does that mean we don't have time for my haircut story?
Maybe we do the haircut next week.
Should we do it? Do we do it next week? I was actually going to say, I'm surprised you didn't favourites things an engagement ring.
Oh, yeah. Nah. Happy to pay for it.
Well, Adam is.
Damn, I can't believe I just put out that moment.
Yeah.
That was so funny. But so Foss, are we?
We'll save the haircut. Okay, I know the people want to hear it, but they can wait a week.